From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown.
The Eurozone is at a crossroads. It either has to make up or it is looking at a potential breakup.
British Prime Minister David Cameron in a speech today telling the countries using the euro currency to figure a way through their financial problems so they don't spread. Many Greeks are taking money out of banks in euros, fearing that if debt-plagued Greece departs the euro, their savings would be worthless with a devalued Greek currency. Former U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce Robert Shapiro says both European and U.S. banks could be exposed if Greece defaults.
In the worst-case scenario, you would see the failures of large European banks. Under those conditions, all of the deals and transactions that American banks have with those banks would suddenly become problematic, in particular because this time it's very unlikely that there would be a taxpayer bailout of those banks.
Greece could lose its bailout if it doesn't adhere to austerity requirements its former government, now ousted by voters, agreed to. A budget for next year proposed and passed by House Republicans has been solidly rejected by the Democratic-led Senate. As NPR's David Wellner reports, four other budgets offered by Republicans were also rejected, including one they claimed was President Obama's.
The House budget, drawn up by Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, failed to get a single vote from Senate Democrats. Five Senate Republicans also voted against it. There was similar opposition to three budgets drawn up by Senate Republicans, and there was not a single vote for what was offered as President Obama's budget for next year. Ken Conrad is the Democratic chairman of the Budget Committee.
This is not the president's budget, so of course we're not going to support it. It's not what the president proposed.
Conrad said no budget is required for next year, since spending levels had already been set by last summer's Budget Control Act. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
It's just a few days before world leaders meet in Chicago for the 2012 NATO summit, but there have already been protests. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports police say they're ready for more.
The rallies have been small so far, with just a few arrests. Thousands more demonstrators are expected to march against NATO on Sunday, the day delegations from about 60 countries begin discussions about the war in Afghanistan. Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says it's been a year of preparation, and Chicago, with more than 12,000 officers, is ready.
We're canceling days off, and we're going to 12-hour tours for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which in essence frees up a third of the department.
Add to that police officers from other cities and the Secret Service. McCarthy says his goal is to provide a safe environment for diplomats and activists. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Security forces in Cambodia are searching for villagers who resisted a forced eviction yesterday in which a teenage girl was shot to death. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta that forced evictions and violence against Cambodian activists have recently drawn criticism from human rights groups.
The Associated Press reports that security forces have sealed off Proma Village in eastern Krachay province. They're looking for five activists who have led villagers in resisting forced eviction. The villagers' land has been granted to a private firm to build a plantation. On Wednesday, 400 armed military police clashed with villagers wielding axes and sticks. Security forces opened fire, killing a teenage girl in her home. Last week, Prime Minister Hun Sen ordered a halt to land concessions to private firms just days before an investigation by a UN human rights expert. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
A new Agriculture Department study finds that unprocessed, health-promoting foods cost less than processed foods that contribute to obesity. The lead author of the previous study, Adam Drewnowski, says he thinks the new one is misleading because it prices the foods by gram rather than by calorie, and there are no recommendations for consumption by weight. Adam Drewnowski explains why people buy so-called junk foods.
Very low cost foods are energy-rich and nutrient-poor, and not by coincidence, they are consumed by low-income people who are obese.
The new study says foods with higher prices that provide more nutrients can actually be cheaper in nutritional terms, but it says people need to be educated on that. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.